Congressman, it's Sam Stein here. The report that you put out today really looks at whether money was misdirected and if donors were misinformed about where their money was going, assuming they were giving to the congressionally mandated committee, and then it turns out they were giving to the Trump-related committee. This is sort of a reoccurring pattern. I know you've been focused on the triumphal arch that he's trying to build out in Virginia. But we just don't know the sources of the money, how he's spending the money, where the money's going, and who it's going to in a lot of these cases. Can you speak in broad strokes about what you know as someone who does have jurisdiction over this and what you would like to find out?
Yeah, this report pulls back the veil on how they hid a lot of this from public scrutiny. And they started out with an attempt to take over that bipartisan commission that Congress created. When that failed, they went to Plan B, which is this elaborate machination where they set up a shadow company, Freedom 250 LLC. They housed it within a beloved charity, the National Park Foundation, over at the Department of Interior. And they did it in a way that all of their fundraising and other activities would be insulated from public view. And so they started shaking down and misleading donors, soliciting foreign contributions. They siphoned off the resources of the bipartisan commission that Congress authorized. And they did it all in this veil of secrecy through Freedom 250.